This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ron Ugly is out. Turks and Caicos got to be kicking his tail right now. I mean, we got a selfie today?
Not today, but we have gotten multiple selfies, of course.
Yeah, right. That's the other thing. Ron likes to rub it in when he's on vacation and send selfies. Like, yeah. just his big.
I think he just likes the way he looks, Clint.
Just his big ass head and a selfie to me and Tyler.
Yeah, he is the most selfiest sending male that I know in my life.
Facts.
Oh, he got two pair of new glasses before he left. Now he got two new pairs, baby.
Oh yeah, Ron jacked my swag in here, B.
Oh, did he?
Ron saw the clear frames that Tyler's rocking right now. He saw them about a month ago, and he bit it, man.
Has he seen my Burberrys yet? The Burberrys that if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch right now,
probably not because he'd buy them.
I got at least three compliments on these glasses at practice yesterday. One of which was Steve Smith.
Really?
Yes. I had a little chat with Steve Smith about the wide receivers. You know, I pulled him aside right before he left.
Right.
And he got distracted. He's like, "Well, hold on a second. Them glasses, man." And he wanted to know how much they cost, all of that. Like, I was surprised to hear this.
Yeah.
He said, "If you see me with Burberry glasses, you'll know the reason why I got them."
Should have been like, "Give me a follow real quick, bro, because you got to shout me out on Twitter when that day happens."
I'm going to be watching them.
I'm going to shoot you a link. I'll shoot you a link on Twitter.
Next time I see him with glasses on, I'm going to be checking to see what kind he got on, see if I inspired any of Steve Smith's swag.
All right, we got Cal and Hannah McNair, the Houston Texans owners, coming up next right here at 3 o'clock on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Before we get there, though, we got to talk a little bit about these Astros, y'all. There's some details coming out on closer Josh Hader, who was put on the 15-day IL. I don't know, probably I guess a week ago, maybe, or 3 days ago, 4 days.
Well, it was retro to the 11th, so it hasn't been that long.
So 4 days ago, yeah. It's early. So Monday, Tuesday, and then a report came out, and Joe Espada didn't want to give any details. Josh Hader was going to get a second opinion. And, you know, what I think stuck out in that report was Joe Espada ultimately said, I don't think the 2-week window is going to be enough. It's going to take a little longer than that. So here we are. We got a little news here on the Josh Hader front. Josh Hader has a left shoulder capsule strain, according to the Astros.
Strain?
Yes.
Okay.
Left shoulder capsule sprain. Did I say strain or sprain?
Oh, I thought you said
strain. With a P.
Okay, sprain. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I just want to, because especially with the Astros.
Sure.
We want to make sure everybody hears the difference between sprain, strain, and obviously tear.
Boy, you the Astros' tendencies are inability to communicate you know, injury updates accurately, along with the gibberish that I speak. Boy, we could be in some trouble here, boys.
That's why I'm here, to check us all.
I appreciate that. Help
keep us all honest.
It is definitely left shoulder capsule sprain, according to the Astros. The team says he will not throw for approximately 3 weeks, and after that, the next steps will be determined. So.
Joe
Espada was correct. It is going to be longer than a 14 or 15 day period here to figure out what the next steps are for Josh Hader. Your thoughts, B. Scott?
Hey, I don't want to be the sky is falling guy. Y'all saw me come in earlier with the vibes, and I was, you know, had good spirits, positive energy in here, you know, and I want to keep that up, but I also don't want to lie to y'all and pretend like I feel better about this than I do. I'm just gonna be straight up with you and honest, man. I don't like this. This does not make me feel good. Like when you read off to me that he's not gonna throw for the next 3 weeks, and then we'll determine, like, not 3 weeks, and then, you know, this is the next step, and like he'll be back, and then we'll determine the next steps after 3 weeks from now.
We don't like that.
Nah, that doesn't make me feel good or confident or inspired or anything like that.
That is a, we will rest for 3 weeks and see how the shoulder responds to just simply being off of it and not using it. And then we'll determine from there what the next steps are. So not good news on the Josh Hader front. Not awful news, but damn sure not good news. Now, on the backside of that, B. Scott, another thing that I wanted to talk to you about yesterday but didn't get a chance to. The one game where I think it was the first game since this Josh Hader issues come up where Abreu had to pitch the ninth.
Yep.
In the third game of the series where the Astros won 4-1.
I think that was Wednesday.
On Wednesday night, yes. I don't know if it's just I get down with the way Abreu approaches the game, the intensity. That he shows, the emotion that he shows. But I feel pretty comfortable about Abreu in the ninth.
Yeah, and his willingness to challenge hitters. Like, he is not scared either from an emotional and mental and like an approach standpoint, but also like his execution.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to challenge you. And his stuff, honestly, like, Brian Abreu has been kind of an Astros clubhouse darling for a long time, but way before we really started talking about him, back when Brent Strom was here, Brent Strom famously loved him some Brian Abreu, but again, before we even really knew who he was, and that always kind of piqued my interest. I got to talk to him at spring training in 2020, again, when he's not really in the mix.
Yeah.
He's always been somebody that they have looked at as someone who could perhaps carry that load or be in a role like that, have potential to be in a role like that. So yeah, he's pretty much made up of all the right stuff to be in that position. He has never really been my concern. Like, if something happens to Josh Hader, can Brian Abreu be the guy that takes the ball in the ninth? I've, for the most part, always had that confidence. The issue that I think we have, and this showed itself a little bit throughout the week, in the little sample size that we got since Hader's gone down, and I think it's something for us to monitor, especially over these next 20 games, like you're talking about, the importance of these next 20 games. And now it looks like we're not going to see a Josh Hader for at least 3 weeks, which, you know, coincides with, you know, 20-something days, right? So, like, over this next little stretch here, how do they get to Brian Abreu?
Yeah.
What does the bridge look like? Okay, we talked about them not necessarily doing well in the start to their best pitchers, and then now your closer is out and your eighth inning guy is your closer. How are you getting from the sixth to the ninth, you know, and hopefully, preferably, from the seventh to the ninth, if you can get that far, right? Like, so what exactly does that look like is more of a concern for me when it comes to the Astros than just Brian Abreu, because if we get to the ninth and it's in Brian Abreu's hands, I feel pretty confident just like you do.
Yeah, getting to them was going to be a problem, I think, or a question with the Astros down the stretch here anyway. Now that question is just an inning longer, right? Because now you include the eighth where Abreu could take them.
Which is key because an inning can do you right?
Yeah,
one bad inning.
Yeah.
We saw this with Dubin a few nights ago. Like, it got through a third but gave up a couple of home runs. Like, it does not take long. Or much of the weak link ain't got to be there forever. Yeah. He just got to be the weak link.
Well, I tell you, Ron made this point before he went to Turks and Caicos, and I thought it was a great one. We were talking about the starting pitchers that are going to be coming back and who is more likely or better suited to help out of the bullpen. And hell, I'd argue that all of them are suited to help out of the bullpen where need be. But his point was Luis Garcia is the one that he would bet on, and I agree. You know, you want to talk about a guy that could take over the eighth. You want to talk about a guy that could help you in a long relief, you know, assuming he comes back healthy. But we've just seen him in that role. A big dude like that to go out there and empty the tank in a relief role, I think that's going to be good.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
End up being a big plus for the Astros down the stretch too.
Yeah, it's tough trying to figure that out because I agree with your first point of like it could be any or all of them. Yeah. Or it can, obviously can't be all of them, but it could be any of them. So it's really determining, I think, a couple of things. Who gives you the best chance as a starter, since they're all starters, yeah. Right? So who gives you the best chance as a starter? And then after you've determined that, which guy can handle that change of the workload best? Like because y'all talked about this too with Lance McCullers. The way he talks, not only does it seem like from a pride standpoint, he just really views himself and wants to be a starter.
Yeah.
But also it seems like he prefers the certainty and the particular workload or workflow of a starter. Versus, hey, you could be called upon at any time and at any moment as a reliever and multiple days in a row and that sort of thing and not being used to that. I could see, especially a guy with Lance's injury history, not wanting to change up the way he's sure. been used to doing things for a decade or so now. So I respect that. So it's probably not Lance. So is it Luis Garcia? Is it Christian Javier? We see J.P. Francis out there doing his thing in Sugar Land. Like, who is that guy? I think is going to be another sort of ancillary question for them to answer over these next 20 to 30 games or so.
I tell you, B. Scott, I am wholeheartedly against the one guy you named, Christian Javier.
Well, yeah, no, I am too. But again,
I mean, I agree with the point. He would be nasty if we, but we've got to have him as a three.
No, I agree. Listen.
I mean, Lance and his damn blister has gone on for too damn long.
No pushback. Zero pushback. The only other point or counterpoint that I would present is how much does this whole workflow and by how guys' body respond? Like Christian Javier's pitched out of the bullpen before. Luis Garcia has done the long relief thing before. Like these are guys that have actually done that before. J.P. Francis has done that before. Whereas Lance McCullers, we've seen him, you know, do it in a pinch and do it very famously. But like, it's going to be more of a question: can this guy handle this sort of thing? As opposed to, do you prefer it? You know what I mean? And look, I do not prefer Christian Javier in the bullpen. I think that it's going to reveal itself that he is your third best option by the time we get to the end of it after Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez.
Well, we'll see this weekend. The Astros, again, they start up with the Orioles tonight. Framber Valdez, tomorrow's Jason Alexander, and Sunday is Christian Javier, start number two. We'll see. Hopefully he just goes in there and locks up that number three starter, and the other guys can try to get in where they fit in. And look, I think the overall point to the conversation, if you're just tuning in, Josh Hader, the Astros closer, there's a little news, a little detail on his injury. It is a left shoulder capsule sprain. According to the Astros, the team has said that he will not throw for approximately 3 weeks. And then after that, the next steps will be determined. And so with that said, I'm comfortable with Brian Abreu in that closer role.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.